This is your two-time FMFFL champ, luckiest league member, and illegitimate commissioner, Stuart Head. You're listening to the Family Matters Fantasy Football Podcast.
And now, your Family Matters Fantasy Football Podcast, with your league commissioners, David, Jonathan, and Stuart!
Welcome to the show. Week three in the books. We've got an echo in the background. I don't know if someone needs to turn down their speakers. One of you jokers that joined. As I sneeze.
Well, only two commissioners. Only two commissioners on the podcast tonight.
One and a half.
I can't believe you gave him half.
Yeah, you know, he at least has the decency to have good audio equipment. I don't know which one of you guys is causing.
That's probably
issue,
me. But... I can't find my AirPods. Hold on.
Oh.
Does that echo better for now?
That means it's pretty rough. Rough.
Rough, 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 rough.
Welcome. We've got a different show today. David is MIA. He's in Miami hanging out with the Hurricanes.
Oh, cool.
Too soon? Too soon.
Yeah.
He is not here. So we do have, we've got some folks in here that are joining us. I guess I can play their walk-up music. Let's start with the guy who's here first. Holla, 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 we them boys. Oh yeah, that's Press Bryce.
Yeah, Press Bryce. Get the name right. Come on.
Yeah, put some respect on that 2-1 record. Welcome to the show, Bryce. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. It feels great after a beatdown of Little Stuart last week. I think it was a tsunami, right?
Was it a tsunami? Yeah. Oh,
I think it was.
You know, talk about too soon. That's hitting really close to home.
That is.
A tsunami, Stuart. How do you feel about being tsunami?
I don't feel great about it. You know,
I'm glad
I'm not actually tsunamied.
You know, the comforting thing about it being a weekly matchup is it's only one game. Like, it doesn't matter that you lost by over 50. You just
it's true.
I mean, it's embarrassing, but it's only one loss.
It's only one loss. And last year I had like some of the most dominant points and just beat downs of everybody, and I lost. So this year I'm trying to do, you know, I'm trying to make it a little bit more even throughout the season.
Making sure people don't quit.
Yeah, I don't want to dominate like I did last year because it didn't get me anywhere. So
yeah, you're more of a
I'll take some 50 point losses. It's okay.
You're more of a 6-7 or 7-7 kind of guy. That's how you get your championships. I get it. Hey, everyone's got their own strategy. You've got two championships doing it that way, so run it back.
That's right.
Well, listen, you also you had 200 this year. You're the only one to have hit the 200 mark. So you've got that.
Yeah, and I mean, I could be the only one who hits it this year. I don't know. We'll see.
After last week's scoring, I wouldn't. I mean, my goodness, it was a low scoring week. I feel like across the board.
Was it, Bryce? I didn't think it was.
I felt
did
like
you?
It was pretty good, Ryan.
Yeah.
The across the board part was the key.
Must have something to do with the players that we pick or something.
That could not have been it, for sure.
Or I don't think the players that we picked, maybe the players that we traded for, you know.
Ooh. Well, I guess this man needs no introduction, but why not? Mr. No AirPods himself. Ryan Palumbo.
Well, I found them, but they're dead, so they're charging now. So I went back to 2018 and got my wired ones.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dedication. Oh, those were better days.
Didn't even know those things still worked.
Same.
Well, since Bryce was here first, and since I gave him enough of a heads up, or hopefully enough of a heads up, he will be giving the power rankings and picks of the week in David's stead, since he was also the high scorer last week. That was you, right, Bryce?
That was me.
Was, yes.
So you get the honors of of picking for David since he is absent. Ryan, we'll hear you out, but it won't matter as per usual. But other than that, what about last week? It sounds like you guys were pretty happy with last week. Do you guys have anything you want to say about your victories or specifically the outlook on the season for you guys? I mean, Ryan, you actually are winning this year instead of, you know, failing to win like last year.
Yeah, I know. It's a pleasant surprise. Instead of talking about my matchup last week, I'd rather just ask about a recap for the water bets for last week.
Oh, Stuart, would you like to recap us?
Sure, yeah.
You're basically Aquaman because you're keeping track of all the water bets.
Yes, Aquaman's what they call me.
The worst superhero.
Yeah.
Just talking to fish.
Okay. Last Thursday, Jonathan got watered four times or will get watered four times for his Friermuth bet. The Muth didn't score a touchdown. So yeah. Bad Woof. News.
Did you watch the last drive though? Did you guys see that?
They fed him like three times or something, didn't they?
They threw it to him. Like, they targeted him the most. The I thought he was going to do it. And then he just
you called it though. You're like, he's a fourth quarter man.
He's just, you know, they like to.
He does get targeted there. So much in the fourth quarter. I know.
It's that Mitch Trubisky, that old Trubisky, just holding him up. That's okay. I knew that going into the year. Tight end's a terrible position this year. Unless you have Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
Mandrews. Okay, go on. So I'm getting watered four times.
Yeah, you're getting watered four times. Bryce and I had a bet. Just a straight up. But it was loser gets watered three times. And I,
so what's funny about that is that I forgot I had already made that bet, I guess, way back when. So when you pointed that out, Stu, I said, fine, I'm doubling it. And then I think you tripled it.
Hey, I tripled it. Yeah.
Henry showed up for you.
Yeah, that was my bright spot.
A lot of red on your side here. A lot of red.
Well, Tua got hurt last week, and so
well, thankfully, you know, he's doing better this week.
He didn't play the whole game, but
he looked, I thought he got hurt this week. Is that
he looks much better? He looks much better this week. we're jumping into this week, but that was a hard thing to watch. Him being my quarterback, I'm like, come on, man, make it through a game. It was pretty scary watching his hands do that, and like it was a weird deal.
Do you think the Dolphins are going to get like penalized for that? Because everyone saw what he did the week before and said, yeah, he looks like he got concussed, and then they gave that weird, oh no, it's his back.
It's his back, yeah.
Like, I showed that to Katie, and Katie's like, that is not what you do when you hurt your back.
So yeah. I heard some people were saying that he couldn't have gone in the game unless he got cleared by the independent neurologist, which is hired by the NFL. So if the Dolphins are at fault, then the NFL is at fault.
Right. But here's, to my understanding, what they do at the beginning of every year is they set a baseline test for you to make sure that you can check the box when they put you through the neurological test. And unfortunately, this is me being skeptical. I feel like you can kind of cheat that a bit by making it so easy that you could be basically blackout drunk and still pass it. And so I think if you pass the technical test, the independent guy should still overrule that if he thinks, wow, that was awesome. What's going on back there?
Not me.
There you go. He found the mute button. But clearly someone dropped the ball on the independent side, because the Dolphins are going to do whatever. Like, Tua wanted to go back in. They felt like that was the best chance to win. But yeah, anyway, I don't know that. I think you can skirt the rule a little bit on that. And then you see something like Thursday night and you're like, well, that's why the rule's in place. You want to protect people from catastrophic injury, especially if you know about it. Mike McDaniel already came out and was like, well, we handled it correctly. So I'm like, good gosh, you're doubling down after that? Like, I don't know. Seems odd to me that they're not taking it very seriously, or it, on the outside, they're kind of doubling down on their decision-making.
I mean, I guess it's just whether you call it doubling down or like, I think he was standing by more of what happened on Sunday. You know, he was just saying we didn't skirt the rules. We didn't,
which that's fine. I just, that's the big question is, did they handle it right?
Yeah.
That, because obviously what happened Thursday happened. I mean, he could have suffered the same thing Thursday if Sunday didn't happen, but it just looks really,
it's just really a bad time to defend yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
There was enough scrutiny around how you handled Sunday, and then Thursday comes and that happens. You're like, that's doesn't seem like a coincidence.
But yeah.
Anyway, that's enough real talk. On the fantasy side, he did not do well for you.
Right. Yeah. Another week of my quarterback not playing the whole game. Joey and Jonathan bet Daniel that Joey would win his week 3 matchup against Daniel.
What happened there? Oh, and I think Lamar Jackson happened.
Joey won.
Let it be known and let it be written, Lamar Jackson might break all sorts of records this year, and having him on your team is a cheat code. And so until proven otherwise, you almost got to lean that way. He beat Carson Wentz by 43 points.
Of course, if I were Joey, I would keep Herbert and
trade you Lamar.
Sell Lamar on the cheap, because there's a good chance he's not going to make it through the season.
I will give Joey a third rounder for Lamar at this point. I think he's worth
I have gotten a trade offer from Joey that had Lamar in it, but that was like 2 weeks ago. So I bet that one's off the table.
You think the price has gone up a little?
Yeah. I think Tua was involved in it. So
do the NFL a favor and don't trade for Lamar Jackson, because any quarterback that's on your team gets catastrophically injured. So let's just, I want to keep seeing what Lamar can do here. All right. So me and Joey wiped the floor with Daniel.
Yep. So y'all get to water Daniel. Ryan and David bet Jonathan, Joey, and Stuart. Ugh,
this isn't good.
That Ryan would win his week 3 matchup against Senior by 15 points or more.
Yeah. Can you get the calculator out?
Yeah.
Just want to double check.
I mean, it was close.
Did he scrape by?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Did he scrape by there?
So Ryan and David get to water.
So they each get a water all of us once. Is that how that works? So we get water twice individually.
Joey was in there. That's right.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. So that's how that works. We kind of talked him into it with our animal noises.
Right. That was so weird. Weird feedback on the podcast last week.
Yeah, count me out on that going forward.
Stuart bets Daniel that he will score at least 100 points in a week.
Uh-oh.
Again, this season. That's for sure going to happen. So that's a season long.
What? You said 200?
Yep.
Okay.
And then Staff will bet Stuart that Daniel will score more than 144 points at least twice this season, including the playoffs.
This is such a weird bet.
Well, here's the thing. He's 0 for 3.
Yeah. He's
but,
not even close to 144.
But
so.
Let's take a second to congratulate him for getting into the triple digits. Welcome, Daniel. 122 points. What an offensive explosion for your team. You're still 0-3. But hey. And for some reason, Sleeper still has you at a 1% chance of winning next last week.
And this doesn't make any sense. And then the one that happened 2 days ago, Bryce bet Daniel that Joe Burrow will score more than 25 points in week 4.
Ouchie. Ouchie, Daniel.
And he did.
And he did. He did.
On that last drive. So funny. Joe Mixon could not get in the end zone. I think Mixon had like six like goal line touches and none of them got in. And so a lot of field goals and then that one touchdown by Burrow really sealed the deal for Daniel. So
Daniel's going to be update on the water bets.
Daniel's going to be awful wet this next draft season. Awful wet. Good. Any other thoughts on last week, my gents? What do we think
about?
No, just
a lot of close matchups.
Yeah.
Like three or four go down to the last game, I think. So yeah, I bet Mike Staffel was sick to his stomach on CD dropping that wide open pass. Dude, that was a touchdown, I think.
Watching that live, that was a walk-in touchdown. And
Mike and I were talking about that one. Did anybody remember the – I thought he had another – bad drop. It was kind of an over-the-shoulder basket catch. It hit him right in the hand. I mean, he had several, but that was another really, really bad one.
But then he turns around and has that one-hander for his touchdown right in the end zone. Yep. So clearly has the talent, but just weird drops. Weird bad drops. I remember there was two guys. I remember Devontae Adams. I don't remember the other guy that had a ton of drops earlier in their career, and then they just obviously became superstars. So I don't know. I think guys just have them. They get the drops and then they just don't drop ever again. So CD's got the talent, but golly, watching that live, that was like, this is going to, the Cowboys need any kind of offensive production without Dak out there. And those were great passes by Cooper Rush, who's looking pretty good. Is he not?
That's what I was going to say. I'm a little surprised at how good Rush is playing and looking.
I mean, it's a dumb question, but I think it has to be asked. If Rush doesn't lose a game that he starts,
this is how Dak got it. I mean, it's totally different circumstances, but
right. But how do you argue with that?
I think Dak is in a position of he's still young and at the beginning of his career compared to where Romo was. And Dak was drafted with the intent of bringing him along. I think Cooper Rush was, I mean, he was cut by the Cowboys. So I don't think it's in their plans to say, oh yeah, I think they'll view him as a luxury. And there's so much invested in Dak. You can't really do that, but I don't know.
I believe Dak was top three in touchdowns and or passing yards last year. I think he's still got it if he comes back healthy. So I think he's a significant upgrade. I think Cooper's played against some subpar teams, and I think they've simplified the game plan a little bit and used Pollard more, which has helped kind of taking the load off the quarterback position.
Well, that's, you know, absolutely fair. The Giants were undefeated, so
that's actually a great point, because if you look at the Bucs defense, it's unbelievable. Like, they actually have probably the best defense in the NFL. So that's the one game that Dak played. I mean, you got to kind of give him a pass at this point for that game.
Right. From a fantasy perspective, I mean, it's different than it was last year, but I mean, that was a huge weakness of mine, was Dak being so inconsistent. I mean, it seemed like it was very boom or bust, but his booms weren't, you know, what you'd expect. It's not what you're seeing from like Lamar or Jalen.
Not Lamar Jackson. Like that. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Or even Mahomes last year, Josh Allen. Or
Mahomes, Kelsey stack.
Yeah.
Right, Stuart.
That worked out for me this week.
The only NFL team that is undefeated. You know who it is?
The
Eagles.
Eagles, yeah.
The Eagles. Surprised by that?
I think their defense is good, and Jalen Hurts is legit. I think he's – it's the chicken or the egg thing, too. They actually got him receivers. They got him A.J. Brown, and then Devontae Smith is your right. 1A or 1B. Like, you actually have weapons. Every quarterback's like that. Dak had a terrible season before Amari Cooper got there. Right. And then Cooper gets there, and all of a sudden he looks like a top 10 quarterback. So,
well, it's all these guys that are super productive. They're going to have the, you know, take the top off the defense guy, your Tyreek Hill, your Devontae Smith. And then, you know, you're going to have your guy that can eat up all the targets in the middle. You know, your Kelsey, your Amari Cooper, your A.J. Brown in this case. So,
yeah.
You know, if you lose either one, the other one's obviously going to not be as effective, but they have a really good setup in Philadelphia right now.
Yeah, I think Eagle defense is good.
They've also played the Lions, the Vikings, and the Commanders, and now they got the Jaguars, Cardinals, who aren't playing that great, the Cowboys, Steelers, Texans, Commanders.
Yeah, but those aren't bad offenses, like, though.
Not all of them.
They should be 7-1 with maybe the Cardinals beating them, maybe the Cowboys if we play well. But I mean, they should beat the Steelers and Texans. No,
right? Yeah, that's a good point.
No, that's
fair.
They
should beat Detroit. They should beat Washington. Maybe the Vikings are the surprise.
That's why the Cowboys have a tougher schedule. They've won the division last year.
It was on Monday night, so we know how.
Uh-oh, Bryce is in Kerrville. Bryce, you need to move to a room where you have a little better reception because you're sounding like you're in Kerrville right now. But that's okay. We'll figure it out.
Oops.
It's all good. It's a fair point. You can only play who's on your schedule, so it's you kind of have to make an educated guess. And I think he said a team in there that I'm surprised by this year is the Jacksonville Jaguars actually look really good.
They look really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their defense is legit, and Trevor Lawrence actually looks like a number one overall pick. So
James Robinson looks good. He looks really, really good.
I was never a fan of Robinson until he was on my team, and now I really like him. But he's coming off the Achilles, too. I was like, there's no way he'll be as good as he used to be, and he's been good. I mean, Travis Etienne's good, but he's taken a backseat to James Robinson. I don't know. I think just getting – sometimes a coach can make all the difference in the world, obviously, and Urban Meyer was horrible for that Jags team. Just horrible.
Yeah. Man, it looks really bad now. I thought he was for sure the number one back with Robinson coming back on the Achilles injury and – being boys with Lawrence at college and in college, and I just totally missed that one.
That was a good bet, though. I think if you wouldn't have taken ETN, someone else would have with the same logic.
I don't know anybody who disagreed with you, Bryce.
Right.
I think people were taking Robinson because of the upside and where he was available and the talent was proven, but
Yeah,
Robinson, I think, was being viewed this year as like the goal line back at best, just because ETN was probably gonna get middle of the field work and all the passing downs, but they've given him the ball a ton, so it's kind of shocking to see how much they've leaned on Robinson coming off the Achilles, but it's worked. It has worked.
Bigger surprise. I'm gonna name four teams. Tell me who you're more surprised that they're 1-2. The Chargers. Oh, wrap it up. The Chargers. The 49ers, the Cardinals, or Koopas Troopas?
The Chargers.
What is a bigger surprise? Or the biggest surprise?
No, I would say
Y'all could say me. I get it.
I will say the biggest surprise is Bryce right now, actually, whiffing on ETN and DJ Moore, but still scoring as many points. I mean, that's – it's kind of a slight, but I mean, it's really not. You whiff on those two picks, and you're winning. You're scoring as many points as you are.
Yeah, I'm not good in the early rounds, but I can find value later rounds. So it's working out, I guess. But
Daniel did just steal away your first three picks.
If you look at DJ Moore, he's had what, four straight seasons of 1,200 yards, and I was like, well, he's got Baker now. That's surely got to be better than what he's had before, and you know, he's still number one target over there, and yeah, McCaffrey back, which should open things up for him just a little bit. And anyways,
He's got seven catches on the season.
I know. It's been brutal.
I didn't know it was that bad. Jeez.
Yeah, look at that.
But look at his past three or four seasons. I think he had 1,200.
How many targets is he getting?
Yeah, if we look at let me scroll down here. So he's had 1,100, basically almost 1,200 3 years in a row, to Bryce's point. His touchdowns have been basement level for each year.
Well, yeah, that's been his Achilles heel. And, which, you know, when you draft him high, that's what everyone's betting is. Oh,
you know what you're, yeah. Yeah, he's kind of a poor man's Keenan Allen before Herbert got there. With no, like, just a ton of catches and yards, not a lot of touchdown upside. That's what it's going to take for DJ Moore, is an actual, like, superstar quarterback to make him great. But yeah, that's why I wanted to stay away from him. I just felt like his ceiling was very capped.
Who was that receiver that was there like 5-6 years ago that he ballooned up like 60 pounds, so they made him a tight end? Y'all remember that?
Devin Funchess?
No. He was, I think, even a year or two before that.
Kelvin Benjamin.
Kelvin Benjamin, yes.
Right. Yes, he turned into a tight end.
Yeah. He ate him. I remember all the TV guys saying he's a donut away from being a tight end, and he turned himself into a tight end.
To answer your original question, Stuart, the Cardinals are surprising to me. I thought they'd be better than they are. They don't really have an excuse. Like, I feel like you named the Chargers, who've had injuries to Herbert. They lost their left tackle, Keenan Allen. So, like, Keenan really Allen's key been out, players. Yeah. Who was
you
the
have
other
Keenan,
team?
Don't you, Stuart?
Yeah, I do.
What was the other team you named besides the Cardinals?
49ers.
Yeah, see, the 49ers, I feel like, came with a game plan with Trey Lance, which that may not have even worked out well. So I don't know. They were kind of a wild card team to begin with. And Jimmy G looked pretty rough. No pun intended from last week. but he didn't look great in that game against the Broncos. That was an ugly game to watch. So to me, Cardinals have no real reason to be bad unless they're just bad. That would be the shocking one to me, given
I've
last
only
year.
Watched a little bit of the Cardinals. It looks, I don't see how Kyler stays healthy. I mean, he is constantly running for his life.
Does D-Hop?
I mean,
does D-Hop make the biggest difference?
Best, but yeah, I think so. I mean, it could.
It clearly is. He probably makes that offense go. Marquise Brown looked good last week, but it wasn't in his typical way. He had a ton of catches. I thought I was going to lose.
I don't think they can run the ball, though, is another thing. They can't run the ball, and that was obviously, Bryce can tell you. I mean, James Conner was great last year. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge difference for him.
Hollywood had 14.
Has Conner been hurt, or is he?
Well, yeah, he's been hurt, but they just haven't run the ball good. They haven't run the ball well.
I think he was questionable this week.
I really think they're missing Christian Kirk. I mean, he was kind of their –
another good point.
It's a good point.
And slot guy. And so when they needed to move
look at him in Jacksonville. Chains,
mm-hmm. Yep. Keep moving the chains. They use him to pick those up and set up.
That's so funny. You look back at the offseason and people are like, wow, Christian Kirk ruined the wide receiver market. And he's looking like a pretty good deal right now, the way he's playing.
Right. It's funny, the guys that got paid this year, Christian Kirk and then Chase Edmonds, who, I mean, he's been getting the touchdowns, but he didn't start last week. He didn't start this week for Miami.
Yeah,
he got paid.
Which that's surprising to me that he's not starting. I feel like he's better than Mozart.
Yeah, Mozart. They're just different. I feel like they're different running backs, and it just Mostert's a better one cut guy. Like, that's what McDaniel was in San Francisco. That was their just like the zone read, one cut, and just full speed ahead. Yeah. I feel like Edmonds is a way more shifty back with good hands.
And I do think later in the year, I mean, I've thought about starting him this week because Dalvin was questionable, but I do think later in the year he's going to get a lot more passing targets, which
situationally, yes. Yeah. I feel like when they're in those games where they need to come back, he'll be the guy in.
Right. And I mean, he has been getting the goal line work, obviously, 2 touchdowns last week and another one a couple days ago.
All right. Good football talk. I like it. I like it. Well, let's look at some of the players who weren't good for fantasy last week.
Bonehead benching of the week.
We have several nominees. I think we need to start off with probably the most points left on the bench. Which is normally kind of an automatic slam dunk. Like, you left a ton of points on your bench, you deserve this award. But my father, Mike Searles, left Amari Cooper and Devontae Smith on the bench. They combined for 52.5 points. So that's a one Lamar Jackson game. But that's a lot of point, a lot of points on your bench. And the funny thing is, my dad can't get Amari Cooper right. he's gone back and forth at starting him and benching him, and every time he's made the wrong decision. So I would look, if someone's interested in Amari Cooper, I think you could get him on the cheap. My dad probably wants to get that curse off of his team. But Devontae Smith had an outstanding game, 8 for 12, 169 yards and a touchdown. The touchdown he caught was amazing. He looked like the Heisman winner.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if he's not in his lineup this next week.
Did he catch that one? I think it was like right at the 1 or 2 yard line. Was that Devontae Smith or was that AJ Brown?
I think that might have been AJ Brown. Devontae caught his like in the back of the end zone, kind of like falling backwards.
Right.
Yeah. No, I agree. Whoever that was, Landon.
Luke. Is that Landon?
Luke. Ah. Took a shot.
Yeah, that was Luke. I am going to have to drop off, but I look forward to the conversation.
And there goes Ryan.
See, so, you go.
Yeah. Well, when your kids make a splash on the show, you get kicked out.
No kids allowed.
No kids allowed.
So I was just looking at Amari Cooper. He scored 23.6 points in week 2. So I'm not really sure what your dad was thinking, not starting him.
He got burned by week 1. He got burned by week 1. He started him. Yeah, I don't know. I think he made a mistake with week 2, or he made a mistake with one of them. It was probably week 3. I think he thought he had started him. And so it was the brain fart of week 3. Week 2 was the decision of, okay, Cooper might just suck. And then week three was the whoops, I left him on my bench. So
yeah, I'm guessing that's a bad decision. Sure would have started him over. I mean, Judy last week in week two had 1.8. So I could say if you're
you know when you don't have enough information on the season, and week one just blew up with one big play. I think that's why it's important to watch the games too, because when you see that Judy really had one play that set his whole game up, then everything else seems to make sense when you look at the rest of it. It's like, okay, the rest of it kind of adds up. One catch, 2 catches the next 2 weeks. I mean, it's just not what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but, Denver just looks bad on offense. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Do you think it's play calling, or do you think they have so much talent? It makes no sense.
Yeah, Wilson, quarterback, 2 great wide receivers, and then you got 2 good running backs.
The running backs are, I mean, it's almost like it doesn't matter what you do, you should be good. The O-line's not bad. It's weird. I think they just have a weird – chemistry issues right now, and if they can figure it out, I think they should be good. But Nevertheless, they are not. just like some of these other guys. We've got another entry. Don't Kiss Your Cousins was on the bench. 22.4 points. 22.4. Now, that's not an amazing game, but when Stafford scores 10.46 and you lose by 1.5 points, you could easily point to that and say, man, bad start. Stafford has had some ups and downs, which was actually owning him last year. This is pretty much what he is. He can destroy your week or just have a good week. He's had two bad weeks this year already. I don't know if you can start Stafford every week.
Yeah, no, Kirk Cousins, I had him a lot last year. He's pretty steady. He'll get you between 15 and usually 20 points every single week. And against a matchup against Detroit, I definitely probably would have started him than Stafford against Arizona, which I know Arizona's not great at defense either, but you know Detroit's going to be throwing the ball around and scoring points. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, Cousins. Now Cousins has had two good weeks and one bad week. So Mike's having to play which quarterback do I start every week, but it cost him a win. He is now 1-2. He probably could easily be 0-3. We know this. Week one, he had the worst matchup. And then I was the beneficiary of a poor decision, or just a tough decision. On the bench for Jackson is Ramondre Stevenson, who had himself a nice little game, ended up with 19.3 points. And instead, he started the other Patriots running back, Damian Harris, and he only got him 12.7. Not a bad game, but when you lose by less than 3 points, that's what happens. So them's the breaks you take there. What do you guys think? Who are we giving this to this week? We got two teams who could have won if they had just started those guys, and then another team who just left 50 points on his bench.
I would definitely say giving it to one of the two teams that could have won with just a slight change in their lineup. I think Jackson won it last week.
You think Stafford
won it last week? So I'll be in agreement with that. I would say let's give it to Staffel. Too many cooks, too many cooks.
Ooh, ooh. Ah. Chocolate Boo Boo Milk, winner of the week.
He was too many Kirks or Terminator Kirks, but now he's did you see the drop? Which I appreciate the self-deprecation. If you're going to be bad, you might as well be able to laugh at yourself. But good on you. Good on you.
I will say, right. Hey, real quick.
Did we leave someone out?
Well, we didn't notice it. I still think that we should give it to Staffel, but Staffel was playing against David, and David had Jamal Williams on his bench with 25.7 points.
Yeah, do you think he's starting the best running back in Detroit?
Well, that was going to be my question. I mean, I know that Swift has not been 100% right.
Yeah.
Been kind of hurt all year, I feel like. But
week one, he was outstanding. 15 attempts for 144 yards. I mean, that's ridiculous efficiency. And he got injured in that game at the end of it. And then he's been bad ever since. So, yes, to your point. If we look at Jamal Williams, he's been way more consistent. He didn't have a great game too, but he's been getting the goal line work. Yeah. I feel like every time you look up, the Lions running back who's in the end zone is Jamal Williams. So
that's kind of how I feel too when I watch those games. I'm like, oh, it's not the running back that David wants.
Maybe he just starts them both. I don't know. Do you think? I mean, it could work out.
I mean, Javonte has been underperforming too. I mean, he's been fine, but he's not been, I don't even think he's hit his projections, has he? Let me look.
He hasn't scored a touchdown this year.
No, he hasn't. He's been under each week of, on his projections. So
yeah, everyone I think thought he would have a better year. So, oh. Yeah, David, you get to skate on by with a victory. You don't get the Moomoo Milk, but you've been put on notice. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you are making poor choices.
Poor choices. All right. Well, I guess it's time to move into the power rankings.
Power rankings.
Normally, David handles this segment because he compiles it all and then spits out the cumulative rankings and kind of comparative rankings to where we had them last week. We don't have that sheet, so we're just gonna state our power rankings, and we'll just kind of talk about them. Stuart, do you want to go first and kind of run through? Do you want to run through your list, or do you just want to kind of say who you have one, and I'll go through who I have, and then so will Bryce. How do you want to do it?
Sure. Yeah, let's just do three. That.
Yeah.
I think we'll have top three. I bet we'll have them the same.
Pretty close.
Yeah. But I think we may have them in a little different order. Is what
yeah, we haven't done this with Bryce yet, so who knows? He may have just some wild takes here.
All right, Bryce, us your top three.
I got Ryan at number one. I got Lewis at number two, and I got myself at three.
Ooh!
Holy cow! Yeah.
Hey-o. Here we go.
That is not what.
Okay, Jonathan, well, let me jump in because I'm closer to what he has, and I'm sure the next name on this list is probably flipped David. With what I have. Yep. So I have Ryan Lewis, David Bryce in that order. So that pretty much just flipped those two with David and Bryce, and Bryce and I are on the same page here.
David Stuart. Has played nobody. Look at his points against on the season. I mean, come on.
Hey, you just got to win your weeks, man. He's also undefeated. You know, you got to kind of.
I just don't like his team as much.
That's I think his team is underperforming. I think both of your teams, actually, to Ryan's point, have been a little disappointing. At times for what their projections are. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out because you have had a better team than I originally thought, mainly at the receiver position. But yeah, who do you have, Stuart? I want to hear your – let's go top four.
Top four, same guys, different order. Lewis, number one, Ryan, two, David, three, Bryce, four.
Okay. So going with Lewis is number one, huh?
My reason for Evan Lewis number one is he's undefeated, and he has – I know that Ryan has more – I believe Ryan has more points for. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
By about 18 or so. 18 more points. But he has a loss. I wiped the floor with him last week. So you got to give it to the guy who's undefeated. So that's really my only reason for that. I'm in agreement with David. I with y'all on David. I mean, I like his team. Obviously, I think Bryce is scoring a lot better than David. And so, but again, similar to my argument with Lewis, David doesn't have a loss. And so I think there's definitely a tier is shaping up. With those four guys.
Yeah. So the reason I've got Ryan first, because I do think there's value to winning each week. That's why I've got Lewis and David in that next two. Ryan's win loss was when you score 200 points, right? So you can also say that's a little bit anomalous, or just bad luck. But Ryan's been actually good each week. The one time he just drew a bad draw with you. So I can kind of give the benefit of the doubt. I feel like we did that for Ryan last year with games where he wasn't playing well, but he should have played well. This year, his only loss, he did play well, just happened to draw the highest score on the year so far. So, you know, just give him a little pass there.
Yeah.
I think he is. I think he is still who we think he is. I think he's still the favorite, But when you got, I mean, I don't fault you for taking Lewis either. When you have Josh Allen, Nick Chubb, they're just carrying him to victories. I think Josh Allen is unbelievable. So the only quarterback I'd rather have besides Josh Allen is Lamar Jackson right now. Josh Allen is another human being that's just unbelievable. So he, did you see how many times he threw last week?
No.
63 passes in one game. It's just, wow. if you have that much usage and then you don't throw an interception with 63 passes, I'll take that in my quarterback all day. Yeah. Okay, Bryce, since you kicked it off, we'll go back to you. So give us your next four, third of the league here.
I've got John, Senior, Joey, and Stewart.
John? Oh, you know what? I am missing...
Well, you must have copied me because I don't have...
Yeah,
because
you're missing... I think I did copy yours and then just edited where I had players. Yeah. Oh, wow. So we only have 11 teams here.
Senior is off the ranking for me this week. he's off the chart. I'm not even ranking him. He's that bad.
He is off the charts. Okay, so say it again. Say it again, Bryce. I was so distracted by that.
So... I had you, Jonathan, yep. Then Senior, then Joey, and then Stewart.
I actually almost completely agree with you. Since I didn't have Senior placed, I had that exact order. I had me, then Joey, then Stewart. I think I got to put Senior above Joey and Stewart just because I think I like his team a little bit better. But, I mean, you could talk me into moving him at the bottom of that grouping too. So I'm not... I don't have a strong conviction there. I do have Joey over Stewart, who that I know ruffled some feathers in our text thread. I won't say who was ruffled.
David was upset about it. But yeah.
David was up in arms. He said, "I'm not going on the show now."
So give me some, both of you guys. I mean, have y'all lost your mind putting Joey ahead of me? Is it just the Lamar Jackson factor? Yes. Is that it? It has to be, right?
Yes.
Well, I just don't know what quarterback you're going to have going out. So,
I mean, Joe, like we've already stated this. Well, Joey could trade you Lamar. Joey could trade you either one, and he'll just get injured. So you just need to win without a quarterback. Just go empty without quarterback. And yeah, dude, so your team is good, but I feel like they've underperformed as well. Yeah. So I don't know. Cup is cup.
Well, you're 1-2. You're 1-2. I don't know what quarterback you're going to go for going forward till Prescott gets back. You got Madison as one of your running backs right now because everyone else on your team is injured or dead. So that's why you get eight, you know. You just come back alive and you start putting together wins, then I'll move you back up, man.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
Joey's had a good week with Higgins this week. Finally, the one week he doesn't get a concussion, he puts up 27 points. Lamar Jackson's been good. I think Fournette's going to continue to be a starting running back. That's going to be just fine. He's not carrying him anywhere, but he's getting him double digits every week. Jacob's kind of the same thing, just a solid running back. So I don't think he has glaring holes, but to Bryce's point, your quarterback position is a bit concerning. So
it's just frustrating because this is the one year that I didn't take a quarterback early and look at, you know.
Isn't it weird? Isn't it a weird like double standard? You know that mathematically you want to wait on quarterback, but then you get into the season and when your quarterback doesn't perform well, you feel like you don't have a chance to win.
Yeah, that's how I felt all last season.
That's
why I went Burrow in round four.
I think there's truth to the analytics of if you can find the right quarterbacks to stream or plug in every week, then you can make up the difference. But that's harder than like the way that the experts make it sound. Like, there's like, yeah, you could stream like 40 different quarterbacks out of what quarterback one score or score this week or in a week. And you're like, yeah, but you have to like hit. It's almost like you just in the draft, you just hit on the one guy and you take his season long bumps as they come along, instead of having to constantly guess off the waiver wire. And I don't know, or just even on your bench, like Mike, he had Cousins and Stafford, two good quarterbacks, but he's missed on both of them when they played well. So what do you do? I don't know. Having one of those top five guys is kind of worth it if you can get them.
Yeah.
Anyway, next four, Bryce.
I got Stafford, Jackson, Daniel, and Mike Searles.
Yeah. Close, just flips Jackson and Stafford, and we've got the same bottom four. So I've got Jackson, Stafford, Daniel, and my dad very last. My dad deserves the last place after scoring 70-something points. He almost set a record. Were you notating that, Stuart, last week? You were mentioning something about how low his score was.
Yeah, there's – I forgot what I said. I think there's been like 13 scores under 70 in the history of our league, and he was almost there.
He almost contributed to it. I wonder how many times he's on that list as well. So he ended up with 72 points, and just his team looks rough. I mean, there's hard to find bright spots on his team. When Clyde Edwards-Helaire is one of your bright spots, and anyone that's owned him – knows how rough that ride is, and he deserves last place. What do you got, Stuart?
So mine is similar too. I've got Jackson ahead of Staffel, and then I'm the only one who has Daniel still last. Ooh. I know he had a better week last week, but his first 2 weeks he didn't score 100, and so
that's only happened to my dad once this year.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Mike Searles, that only happened once. So,
okay. I guess that's fair.
That's fair, I guess.
I mean, we're splitting hairs at the bottom and nobody really cares. So it's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I know Daniel will try to at least make moves and make it seem better. I don't know about your dad, John, but
no.
I don't think he's going to be doing much.
My dad will make like every year, he'll make like one.
He's sticking with it.
My dad will make like one big move. Like one big trade, and everyone will kind of shake their head and scratch their head at what the trade was. So can't wait to see what that is. But Daniel will make lots of big moves that make you scratch your head every week. So
no doubt.
It's entertaining at the very least.
But I think it was my same thought process with Jackson and Staffel too, is Jackson already kind of sold on Dalvin Cook and somewhat this season, even though he scored okay most of the weeks, but I don't know. I feel like CD, you know, can improve. He's got Jonathan Taylor. He's got Christian Kirk. I feel like he's got a few pieces there that if the Bucs offense wakes up with Tom Brady and Evans, he could have a pretty good team.
Yeah, and going back to Jackson's team, Russell Wilson has just been a huge disappointment. We've covered that already, but that I feel like that was a pretty early pick for Jackson, and it's definitely hurting him. His receivers have actually been really good with Diggs and Hollywood Brown. Mixon, however, really let him down this last week and kind of been not great. I say last week, week three. Week four, he did okay. He actually scored a touchdown, but that was his first on the year. So Jackson has some room for improvement, but I don't know. His ceiling seems low to me. What do you guys think? Do you think these four teams that we have at the bottom will end up in the consolation bracket?
Ooh, good question.
Do you think one of them will kind of? I mean, because it's still so early. I mean, the record.
Yes.
You think so?
There's a chance that Jackson or Staffel slides up, and maybe Joey slides back into one of those spots.
I was gonna say Joey's a guy that if Lamar Jackson falls off or gets hurt, Joey immediately drops into that bottom tier. That's how good Lamar Jackson's been this year.
Yeah.
But I think the other seven teams are not locks to make the playoffs, because I don't want to jinx it here, but I feel like the other seven teams look like playoff teams. And those other four plus Joey could end up down there.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
When is Joey going to trade one of his quarterbacks?
I think it's more about when is someone willing to pay an ungodly amount of draft picks.
That's more of what it is, yeah.
So probably trade deadline, somewhere in that ballpark when someone's like, oh, I think this is worth it now. Versus right now, it's like Herbert's hurt. If Herbert wasn't hurt, I think he could move one of them. Yeah. But right now, Lamar's too expensive, and then Herbert's too big of a question mark, and both of their prices are way too high. So, but if you're shopping, I'm sure he's listening. He's listening for offers. It sounds like Stewart's already making some.
Well, after Joe Burrow got sacked, what, 6 or 7 times each the first two games, I thought about it, but Joe Burrow's bounced back.
Yeah, he's bounced back these last 2 weeks. He's been much more like himself.
Yeah. So
I like it.
Guess we'll see.
We will see. Let's move it in. Anything else you want to talk about with these power rankings?
Nope. I think Lewis and Ryan play each other this week, so it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. How that
impacts
1 and 2 action.
Power rankings 1 and 2. Next week.
And right now it's pretty lopsided projection. That's probably another reason I feel like Lewis has had some lower projections, and Ryan's projected for 152 while Lewis is at 127. So like I said, give me Ryan. I think he'll end up after this week right at, you know, consensus number one again, but we'll see. It's all up to Stewart if he just wants to rub it in our face. All right, let's move into picks of the week.
Picks of the week.
Okay. So, a quick recap from last week. I don't have David's pick. I don't have David's picks, but just
to recap. You've got this all figured out?
Well, no, I don't have. I'm not going to have all the numbers.
Okay.
Like cumulative. But my number six pick last week was Wild Thing, Lewis, who won. Okay. You had Lewis 4.
Correct.
So we both picked Lewis. Yep. I had myself at confidence 5, and I barely lost.
Barely.
You had Bryce, but you just had a 1 on there, Jonathan. So you
thought I got
it was
1
be
point
closer than it was.
I got 1 point.
You did.
I've won.
You won. I picked David to win with a confidence of 4. You picked David to win with a confidence of 5. So you got another point on me there. David did win, but just barely. I had Senior to win, and so did you. I had Senior with a confidence of 3. You had Senior with a confidence of 2. Senior lost by 60.
just barely.
We were wrong.
It's like gaining another point on you on that one, huh?
Yep. I had Jonathan to win with a confidence of 2. You had yourself to win with a confidence of 3. You barely won. And
give it to me.
I had Joey winning, beating Daniel with a confidence of 1. You had Joey at a confidence of 6.
Yeah, that's what led. So that was a double whammy. So I get my 6 points, which I love, but then I also get to water Daniel because he was so mad that I had Joey with a confidence level of 6 that he said, I'll take a water bet on that. So
yeah,
it was worth it.
It was worth it. Yeah.
Worth it.
So
worth
anyway,
it. Okay.
That's where we are. That's where we are from last week. I don't know where David is, but I have a feeling that.
For some reason,
top of that leaderboard.
Yeah, for some reason, David's always leading that, and he's the one who's got the master spreadsheet. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not calling shenanigans here. I'm just saying it's quite a coincidence that he's always leading that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so we can go through the matchups here. I'm sharing my screen. We'll just start at the top, and we'll just look, we'll kick it off with the matchup here, Bryce, you and me. This is not looking like it should be close. Joe Burrow had an amazing game.
Normal game.
Yeah, normal.
It was two better touchdowns, 280. That's not out of this world.
Well, okay. Well, he threw four picks in game one, so I was hoping for maybe at least one of those. They know he was going to front load his interceptions on the year in one game.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of QBs struggle week one now that they don't play any preseason games. I feel like they're still adjusting to the speed and defenses are ahead of offense at that point. But no, I hear you. Well, what's your pick, Jonathan? I'll let you go first.
Well, since I set it into to Stuart, I'm not going to change anything. I'm just going to send what I sent in. So I picked myself, and I picked it with a confidence level of 2. So putting a lot more respect out there. I am going to pick myself, though. Otherwise, again, what am I doing here? I don't think it's an insurmountable lead that you have here. I think Jared Goff has a favorable matchup. Now, what sucks, and this is ironic because it directly impacts you, is Amon-Ra St. Brown is out. Which is a huge reason Goff has like a high ceiling. So it's a little concerning, but it also removes that from your side of the board. So it's kind of this like wash, I think. So give me Goff. If Pierce can continue to improve like he has week over week with James Robinson, I like my running backs getting closer to yours. And I just noticed something.
Yep.
Do you want to share the news? Do you want to share the news?
McCaffrey is on the injury list, as always.
Yes, he is. You moved him down to flex, and I think you did that strategically. Do you want to share why?
So McCaffrey is dealing with some sort of a quad injury, which I don't know when he picked that up because he looked great last week. But somehow, some way, he set out practice twice this week and limited on Friday. So I got him in my flex thinking, you know, 3 o'clock game comes around or 2:30 or so, I can switch that out for probably DJ Moore since they won't be able to run the ball. They're going to have to pass
Panther
the ball.
Panther for so Panther, yeah? That's what I was going to ask you.
DJ puts up some points in his stead. But other than that, I don't, you know, that's why I kind of like your chances this week, John. I'm kind of handicapped, it looks like, with Amon St. Brown and McCaffrey being out.
St. Brown's been good.
He's a player.
Really good. And he came on last year too. He was on seniors team, and I think he was one of the X factors for winning the championship last year. He lit it up last year at the end of the season. He's carrying it over.
He was number 2 behind Cup the last 6 weeks. Fantasy points wise. And you know, with that offense and not very good defense, I said, well, let's take a chance on him. So I think I got him in the 3rd round?
Is that when you got him?
I think so.
That's a good pick.
Might have been a tad early, but it's worked out well. Well, DJ Moore has done jack crap.
I don't know. I think if you put it in perspective, if you say you got the number 5 receiver in round 3, I would say that's a good pick.
Always.
Based off of where he's at currently. So good on you for that pick. He's panning out. So I've got me at confidence level of 2. I'm assuming that in David's stead that you are choosing yourself. Is that correct?
I'm choosing myself, but for all the aforementioned injuries, it's only a confidence level 3. Before McCaffrey is probably a 5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm hedging a little bit. So,
all right.
I like my team, guys. I'm in the 145 projection range usually every single week. So,
you'd say this is your best team you've put together since you've been a part of the league. Is that fair?
Absolutely. I get my keepers right. Yeah. I mean,
there you go.
2 years ago, I had Kamara and Robert Woods.
I forgot.
Those are my 2 best players.
Bobby Woods.
Oh, my word. All right. Who you got, Stuart?
I do have Bryce as well. I actually, you know, I think part of it is psychological. When you get beat as bad as you got beat the week before by a team, you just got to put them up there. And so I put them up there at a confidence level five. I did not see when I did that, I didn't see the McCaffrey situation, but even with the McCaffrey situation, I don't know that I've picked Jonathan. Well, maybe I have. Did I pick you last week? Anyway.
You did pick me last week.
Yeah. So, you got Damian Pierce.
Yeah, Pierce played good last week. I don't know if you saw
him. Yeah, he did.
I think that's the best way you play the Chargers is you run the ball. Plus, the Texans don't really have much of a passing offense. So, I like that. The only bad matchup I have this week, it's really concerning, and I think I can already wave the white flag on this water bet, is Justin Jefferson. He's playing the Saints this week in London. So a lot of variables there with a really good defense, and they've already got a little bit of a blueprint on how to stop Jefferson because it's 2 weeks in a row of not doing well. So yeah, the whole Cup versus Jefferson thing, I think we can call it already. I think Jefferson needs like 300-200-yard games or something to catch up at this point. So I'm not banking on that one. I will definitely yield, but other than that, I like the rest of my matchups. Gabe Davis might, just to fair warning, I may bench him because I'm worried about his ankle. So he may be a last minute.
Are you gonna do the Goff Josh Reynolds stack?
So I thought about that, but he's also got a little questionable ankle issue. I think he's gonna be fine. I think if I pivot, I'm gonna go Palmer. I think Palmer's got more upside with Keenan Allen out. Palmer's been pretty good, and it's against the Texans. So I don't know. That might be the way I go. We'll see. If it depends on if McCaffrey ends up playing or not. I don't have the luxury of waiting till game time, but if Sunday morning rolls around, it looks like McCaffrey's playing, I'll probably roll Palmer out there because I need the upside. So you got Bryce, and you got confidence level of what?
Five.
Wow. So you nice really hate my Stuart. Team. Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah.
After well, all,
I got beat by Tsunami last week. So
are you calling another?
He's earned my respect.
Are you calling a tsunami here?
No. This is going to be a starfish, chocolate starfish for sure.
Definitely a starfish.
Wow. I feel like that's respect to me, given the spread here.
I got a couple of injured players.
Confidence ranking of five, chocolate starfish.
Those two things go well together. I did that last week with Joey, though, so it can work out.
It can work out.
All right, do you want to do the next matchup here? We've got the number one, number two in our power rankings. We got the Final Countdown versus Wild Thang. Who you guys got?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a close one. I really do. Jalen Hurts has been great. Going up against Jacksonville this week, which I think will be probably the toughest defense that Philly has seen so far. So we'll see how that goes. Josh Allen against Baltimore. That's probably going to be a high scoring affair. If I were to guess, maybe similar to the Dolphins Ravens game a few weeks ago. Ryan is just, his team is completely stacked with really good players. So
It
is hard to pick against him. So I didn't. I've got Ryan with a confidence ranking of one because I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be close.
What do you got, Bryce?
I got Ryan in a landslide.
What?
Lewis.
And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hill.
That's so funny that you say that because I have Ryan at a six. And I also have, let's call it a double landslide.
And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hill.
Well, the landslide. Yeah. Ryan doesn't have any holes. There's one thing I want to keep my eye on. Is Jacksonville's defense legit? They shut out the Colts. They're playing the Eagles, and this will be, to Bryce's point, probably the Eagles' biggest test. They're at home against Jacksonville. So there is that potential for Hurts to not have a like out of this world game where Josh Allen could. But outside of that, man, if you go down that, yep, down the matchups here, I don't see. I mean, Chubb's really the guy that stands out to me. Outside of that, it's everything leans Ryan's favor. And so just give me Ryan with the overwhelming every position is good start every week. So it's going to be hard to beat Ryan this year. I'm going confidence level of 6, and he firmly establishes himself as the number one team in the league.
So hey, Lewis, if you're a four.
A 4.
You have him at 4. What are you going to tell Lewis?
I was going to tell Lewis, if you're listening tonight, which is Saturday night, which you probably are, I would guess. Yeah. Hey, don't forget to put in a defensive lineman.
That's all right. So, Lewis, if you're listening to this, download a podcast app to be able to listen to it.
I'm sure Lewis has Spotify, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's probably searching for it on the radio dial. where's this podcast at? Yeah, it's gonna be probably the biggest matchup this week. I mean, it'll be cool to see kind of if Lewis can knock off Ryan, what Ryan does. I don't think he panics or anything because, I mean, he's still fine. But Lewis would then be undefeated at 4-0, and Ryan drops it 2-2. So it would justify Stewart's ranking, but I don't think it's gonna happen. All right, now we've got a matchup of a couple of podcast hosts, one commissioner, one not. I think we all know who we're talking about here. We've got Koopas Troopas versus Waddle to the house. Bryce, what do you got here? I'm interested to hear your take as a neutral third party non-podcaster. What do you got?
You know what? We already got what Tua and Hill have already played. Hill did his thing. Tua, unfortunately, or I guess he's still alive, but got hurt pretty bad.
Barely.
But man, so I think this is going to be a chuck of starfish, and I think it's going to go in David's favor. I think Tua's 1.4 points is just not enough.
Not good. Not good.
And I think Kyler Murray at Carolina, he'll do his thing at 25 points plus. Jamal Williams for Detroit, we know him. He's going to score a touchdown or two because that's what he does every game.
That's right.
And then, you know, I think Pitts might actually have a good game this week. I don't think Cleveland's defense will be the same with Myles Garrett being out. And if Godwin plays, it's his first time playing. And against Kansas City, you know, there's going to be some points scored. So I like David to take it.
Yeah, I'm going to go next because I think we know where Stewart's going because I'll piggyback off of you and say – oh, did you say the confidence level on that, Bryce?
I'm going to go with a 5.
Wow. That's even more aggressive than me on a chocolate starfish. Wow. That's 2 chocolate starfish that are 5s. I don't know what we're doing here.
All the other ones are going to be close too. So.
Okay.
No. chocolate starfish.
You just think everyone's going to be puckering up this weekend. Got it.
That's right.
Yeah, give me David, confidence level of 4. For all the things you said, Bryce, the Tua at 1.4 is not good. What do you think of Austin Eckler, Stewart? I'd like to hear your analysis of him before you give your pick.
It's interesting. I was thinking about my matchup this week, and I think he, in my opinion, is the key.
Whoop.
Oops, sorry, one second.
This is the key to me.
Hold on, I thought we got rid of all the animal noises.
Yes, now we've got actual animals.
Okay, go ahead. He's the key to your victory here?
He's the key to victory. Yeah, I think if he does not get on track this week against a horrible defense in Houston, I would say I'm for sure going to lose to David. But I'm predicting Eckler scores 20 plus points this week.
Whoa. You know what?
I will water bet that.
I will water bet that he's under 20 as well.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. I'll take that bet. Water bet.
I am fine if Eckler scores 19.99 points. I am totally, I will admit that he is just fine hitting that spot. No, I think Eckler is interesting, man. He's not what he thought he was, what we thought he was.
Yeah.
It's been a rough year for him, and I don't know if it gets any better. I guess those teams have good defenses. I mean, Jacksonville does. I don't know. Kansas City and Vegas. I think there's something wrong with the Chargers offense. You alluded to it in the early questions. And maybe it's just Herbert, but it's concerning to me. So who do you have? What's your pick here?
Yeah, I've got myself, for sure. Confidence ranking of 4.
Wow. This is a highly leveraged game between us all, because I have it at 4. Bryce is choosing for David, has him at 5, and then you have it at 4 as well. So this is a big swing for you, one way or the other.
Yeah, especially with knowing that my starting quarterback scored 1.4.
That's quite bold of you.
I probably would have gone with Stewart if that game had not happened yet.
Yeah.
That's fair. 2 points. That's tough.
I was really hoping that the Tua Tyreek stack was going to be 50, my over under, 50 points, and it could have been.
What did Bridgewater do? Because he must have had close to 20.
That's a good question. I don't even know what he did.
He must have done. He threw that bomb to Tyreek. So,
Maybe I should. Can I pick up Teddy and just sub him in for Tua?
If Senior gets his rule change that he wants, he would be able to do that. I think you should be able to do one guy after the fact.
If a Thursday night player gets injured before halftime, you should be able to sub him out for somebody else.
All right.
I'll save it for the summit.
Let me just save you a whole lot of arguing and just say that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, he only scored 11.9. Basically, okay, everything went to Tyreek. Look at that, 193 yards. I mean, Tua didn't have that much before he left, so most of that was Tyreek, obviously, because Waddle didn't do anything. So, okay, sounds like we got 2 for David, 1 for Stewart. We'll let you guess who's got what. Let's move on. Let's move on to the last 3 matchups here. We've got Meh Team versus Ezra Express. Joey off to a hot start with T. Higgins, as I mentioned, having a pretty good game and probably what you expected or he expected out of him to start the year. If he doesn't get concussed, T. Higgins does well. So that should be a goal of his every week. Just don't get concussed and I'll be a top 10 receiver. Senior's team is all over the place. He's got a lot of high upside guys, and then just I feel like also the bottom can fall out of all of them. J.K. Dobbins, he's rolling out there. Dobbins played last week for the first time. He only got 7 touches. Touches.
You see DJ Chark is out as well for Detroit.
Uh-oh. Man, Goff is looking worse by the second.
Who is he going to throw to?
He might just throw it to himself. I don't know.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
That's so sad, Stuart.
I know. True.
I'm pretty sure this is a true statement or like a trivia question that I've heard in the past. But you know Brett Favre's first completion was to himself?
No, I've heard that too.
He threw the ball, got deflected at the line of scrimmage, and he caught it and ran for like a yard and then got tackled. Let's hope that's not the game plan for Jared Goff, but ouch, that DJ Chark news hurts a little as well. Lamar Jackson, he's really everything for Joey. I think that it continues, and I'm so confident that I'm giving it a confidence level of 5. For Joey over Senior.
Oh, dang.
Let's say you guys.
That is shocking. That is shocking.
Shocking, I know.
Senior has Mahomes and Kelsey. I know they're in Tampa Bay,
But you just never know with those two. So to have someone going up against senior and beating them with a confidence level of five is just very surprising. I have Joey too, but I have it at a two. I think Joey will win, but I think he'll win handily.
Handily. My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours. Okay. All right.
Are we having to pay Jewel for these royalties to play her songs?
No, we don't have to pay anybody because nobody listens to this. So okay. It's fine. It's totally fine.
I listen.
Yeah, people in like Germany and Russia listen as well somehow. But whatever. Go ahead, Bryce.
I think if Joey does some roster management here and puts a few guys that are on his bench, that
it's a big if. Go on.
But yeah, you know, maybe on your flex, I'm have Pollard in there. You got James Conner, or you got Herbert. Montgomery out.
Herbert should be an auto start at this point with Montgomery being out.
And going against Mahomes, I know Kelsey's his normal target, but I would probably start Smith-Schuster just as a potential hedge.
Okay. I like that strategy.
I like Joey. I think Joey's going to win. I think he's going to win handedly.
Oh. My hand, the small, I know. Okay, so what do you have confidence-wise?
Well, I think I only got one, two, and six left, and I don't want to use my six. I'll save that for a later matchup. So let's go with the number two.
Number two. That's Joey's favorite strategy. Okay. Moving on, we've got Stuart. Could you help me read this name for me?
Bateman, the Bateman versus the Normus,
Mr. Bateman, and the two most inappropriate team names.
Yes, Diggsy,
Mr. Normus, like
with smiling Mr. Wilson. Just staring you down.
I don't know why. I see that all the time, and it doesn't make me laugh till you notice it, and then it makes me laugh like all over again the first time you said
it. It is funny.
What do you want to provide some analysis on this matchup?
Sure.
You don't have to. You could say no and just give
me... Joe Mixon's already gone. He scored 17.8, which is a pretty good outing. A little less. He was projected at 18. So he did his job, I would say. So that's the only scores that we have in the game so far. Daniel's team is – he's got Kamara out there.
He does.
Which, I mean, I guess I would start him. But who knows? They're playing Minnesota, so maybe it's a good start.
Could be.
He does have both of his starting running backs. Patterson too is questionable, but I don't see Daniel winning this game. So I think a lot of things would have to go his way. You know, Hollywood is an interesting one. I didn't know that he was hurt himself.
Yeah, he's questionable. He popped up on the injury report Friday where he logged a limited practice, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems like a good assessment from you.
He should still be good to play, but if he sidelined, Greg Dortch or Zach Ertz would likely benefit the most. Rondale Moore hamstring was also listed as questionable.
Wow, man!
Just off top of my head,
quite the analysis there.
Thank you.
If Russell Wilson is gonna have a big game, this would be his time to do it against the lowly Raiders. So, give me Mr. Normus for the win. Confidence level 3.
Wow. Bryce, what do you got?
Yeah, I got Diggsy taking it with a confidence level of 1. because there's just so many question marks up and down both these rosters.
That's fair.
You got people suspended or out on both benches too. I mean, I don't even know what to make of this. So I'm going to go with Diggsy just because, you know, it's fun to make fun of Master Bateman being known for next week. So. Let's go with that.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I'll be contrarian. I'm going to take the master, and I'm going to take him with a confidence level of 3. He gets off the schneid. He beats. I'm going to not say Diggs. That was a bad pause there. He beats Diggs enormous. Yeah, I'm just, these names are too hard to read. But yeah, give me Daniel's team. I think Jackson's team has more holes, and so I think he sinks first. So give me Master. On to the last one. Thank God, because these are getting uglier and uglier as we click on the matchups. We've got, did you CD drop? We did, just to answer the question. Yeah. We saw multiple drops, actually. And Team Batman 57, a classic. Just not good. I don't think my dad's team is very good. But you know what? I actually think this is an upset. I think this is something that will depress Mike Staffel. He'll lose to my dad, who has a terrible team. But he made corrections to his wide receivers. He's got Devontae Smith and Amari Cooper. If only he had him in last week. He's got him in this week. And he benched one of Bryce's former keepers, Robert Woods. So that's a good decision. And I think Stafford falls on his face against the San Francisco 49ers on Monday night in what turns out to be a desperate play for Mike. He needs Stafford to score like maybe 10 points for him to win, and Stafford doesn't do it. So he comes up short, and I've got my dad with a confidence level of 1 because I really don't care.
So I've got Staffel in the landslide.
Whoa.
No. Let's make it a tsunami. Over team.
Man, you think this is going to be? You think this will be a one-sided affair?
Oh yeah, I think Stafford bounces back after 2 bad games. Taylor's going to go off against Tennessee. They don't have much of a defense. Kirk's going to light it up in Eagletown. And you know the defensive players for Batman 57, all under 7. I mean, it's piss poor. And then, you know, his wide receivers could go off, but CEH at Tampa Bay, oof. Yeah. Aaron Jones, you know, could, you know, we'll see what happens there. I know he had a great game, but I don't know. I just have a feeling Staffel gets back on track. CD catches a few touchdowns tomorrow.
I don't know about back on track. Maybe just on a track is probably the better way to say it.
Yeah, he's improved each week, so 4 to 12 to 19.
When you start really low, it's it's easy to improve.
I will water bet CD has more than 20 points.
CD Lamb?
CD Lamb. Easy water bet for you to take.
More than 20 points? I will take that. So I'm getting the 19.99 and worse again?
Yep.
I'll take that. Stuart, you in or you sitting this one out?
No, I got to win a water bet. Between one of these, I'll win, so I'll take it.
You're going against Bryce, correct?
Going against Bryce.
Okay, I love it.
Water bet.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think that's a bold call. I don't know if CD has it in him. What do you got, Stuart?
Oh, sorry, I was writing down our water bet.
That's okay. What? Just provide analysis on this amazing matchup.
Yeah. I have Staffel winning, and I am incredibly confident in that. So I, too,
I know you do.
Will give him a – let's do a double landslide.
Wow.
And I saw my reflection in the
And I saw my reflection in the... Which I was a landslide 30? Or no, yes, 20.
It's 30, so you're saying it's more than a tsunami. Got it.
Yeah. More than a tsunami.
If that's how this works.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And CeeDee Lamb will not score 20-plus points.
Washington has a bad defense.
Ironclad, no doubt about it, guarantee. Stewart, guarantee.
You heard it here first.
We will right. see. Those Commanders don't command much defense, so.
Yeah, they don't command anything. They don't even have they've had a different name in the past 5 years, three different names, so whatever.
Ridiculous.
Anything else before we get ourselves in hot water with political talk, Stuart?
Yeah, they stole the San Antonio's team name. How dare they?
Is that what we were going to be called if we got an NFL team?
Well, we were the Commanders for that league that
that's right.
That Moose Johnson started. Was it Moose Johnson? I think it was, wasn't it? Or he was a part of it.
Yeah.
That was going, it seemed to be going pretty well. And then, like, 3 games in, they're like, we're done.
And then we have no more money.
Yeah. We're done.
It's not a good, no more. It's not good. All right. Well, good luck to you and your water bets. Good luck to you and your matchups. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.